here with two ninth graders, Zemi Plotkin and Cecilia Fernandez-Shinowitz, who are here to share their experience with virtual learning. So, how are you both doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a great day.
Yep.
All right, let's get right into it. First question, would you say that you've had a positive experience with virtual learning?
I mean, in my honest opinion, I think North Broward did their best to make it a positive experience, but all considered, it's definitely difficult to stay focused looking at a screen the whole day.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with Zemi. Like, it's been positive so far, and like, it's still nice to be able to like meet the new teachers and like new students off of the screen.
I think you can get more of a one-on-one during office hours if you stay after class to talk to your teacher. So that's definitely been a lot better than in-person learning that I did in eighth grade.
Yeah, I totally agree with that statement. Okay, moving on from there. So how exactly would you describe this experience?
I would say it's pretty good. I obviously, like anything in life, have challenges, especially with school. So it's been definitely a ride. I don't really know how to explain it, but it hasn't been like as good as it can be because, like I said, it's hard to focus, but I think I've made the most of it.
For me, I would describe it like it was like in a word, I would describe it was comfortable. Like it still is, but at first I just had like, it was hard for me because I was like struggled and like I felt like I was always behind, but like once I kept going, I sort of like got used to it. But so far it's like, it's fun and just, yeah, it's positive.
Yeah. Okay. So since you guys are both two virtual students, I'm sure you guys definitely miss the interaction with other students. So how are you coping with this?
Yes. Since I'm an all virtual student and have been pretty much isolated for a good 10 months since Corona started, it's been difficult. And yeah, I feel like I am missing out, but not missing out in the learning. I'm more missing out in just the human interaction in general. The learning is overall the same because, as I'm sure you guys know, most classes, you join the Zoom when you're in person. And so you're still on the screen looking at the screen. You just have the teacher in the room in case you have further questions that it's hard to explain over the screen, like over Zoom. But I say the most thing that I'm missing out on is the person interaction and being around my friends.
Of course, I totally agree with Zemi. There's definitely pros and cons to being a virtual student and, of course, an in-person student. But I feel like I'm missing like part of my freshman year with like all the activities and events that we would have had if we weren't.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like I am missing out on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a rough start to high school being virtual. Along those lines, I also want to talk about an issue that's affecting a lot of people in the nation. Overall, there has been growing concerns of students across the nation who feel that their mental health has therefore suffered from having virtual learning and with the lack of social interaction from their peers.
Yeah, I would be lying if I said that it was all very easy. It's been pretty difficult. I've had a hard time through most of it, but I'm actually in a place where I think I'm doing a lot better than I was in the beginning of the year. I think when we started, since I'm in ninth grade and this corona all hit in the third trimester of eighth grade, I think that I went down a really slippery slope and my mental health was super, super bad. And that carried on throughout the summer. But then once I realized there was nothing I could really do to change what was going on in the world, I had to change the way I looked at the world. And so that's kind of why I'm more positive in the way that I'm looking at it right now, because I know that eventually it will get better. So yeah. I think that's kind of my mindset right now.
I mean, those are some really, really strong words. I mean, if you had to give advice back to your past self, you know, going back to the spring, what would be some of the advice you'd give yourself?
I would definitely give myself some, I would say that, look, like stuff happens and you just got to kind of deal with it and try to look at things in a better light. And because being negative about things isn't really going to get you anywhere. it's not. So you got to think of like one assignment that you really don't want to do. You got to think like, you know, once I do it, I can go play outside. It's instead of like, oh, I'm dreading this and then procrastinate. I used to procrastinate a lot. So over this, I've had a lot of time to kind of reflect and not procrastinate. So now right when I get an assignment, I just do it like the day of. And so that way I can do whatever I want for the rest of the day and the rest of the tomorrow until I have a new assignment to do.
Okay, so yeah, Zemi, I've definitely like started off the same, like at first I was like having so much trouble like with being virtual, and like I just felt so much pressure on me because like I couldn't be in person and like talk to the teacher like normal, like we always did. But I kept trying, and like I took it all in that, like, you know, this is how we live, like this is what's happening in our world right now. Like I just kept going, and like I know I'm not like socializing as much like in person, but I still try to like talk to friends here and there and like try my best.
So you talked about how you were struggling in the spring and how you kind of worked through your struggles. But what would be some type of advice you could give others who are struggling and who might be in a place that you were once at?
Oh, wow. So kind of like the advice I'd give to my younger self in eighth grade, but less personalized because only I knew what I was going through. But I would say that there is so many people who love and care about you and who want to talk to you, want to be your friend, who want to be involved in your life. And I've definitely say let them in, like let them help you, let them be a part of your life, let them be friends with you, let them give you comfort and advice, and just don't, as much as you feel isolated, don't let that stop you, like as much as you're physically isolated, don't let that stop you from like mentally being isolated from the world. So like reach out to those people you haven't talked to in a little while, and make sure that you just stay in good contact with the friends you have talked to. Because I know that in the beginning, I just cut everyone off because that's what I thought was best for me, but it definitely wasn't. I think that talking to people is so helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I know like in the first few weeks of school, a lot of people were talking about, you know, what are some of the advantages or what are some of the positives that have come out of, you know, COVID. And a lot of people were saying, you know, I cut all these people out of my life. And a lot of people might take that as, you know, being a negative thing, but some people might have found that as a more positive experience where they've kind of figured out who their real friends are or have
definitely
used that experience to kind of improve themselves and move forward.
Yes, I definitely agree with the whole positives about, like, a lot of people think that losing friends is a really big negative, but I think that if you look at it as you're losing friends to gain new ones that can do and help you with what you need and want. So I definitely think that that's a positive. I think that it also, meeting new people and being friends with new people and getting close with new people is definitely important because you're getting a whole new perspective. And like a lot of people think that finding new friends is really not a good thing, but I think that it's an amazing thing. I think that being friends with a lot of people is such a great thing because you get to meet new people. And
distancing yourself from social media is such an amazing thing. I turned off my notifications on Instagram, and I actually, believe it or not, rarely use Snapchat. It's benefited me so much because it's really showed me that nothing, and I mean nothing, you see on Instagram or Snapchat or any of it is real. It's really not real at all. So a lot of people get really upset, and I was one of those people. I used to get very upset about seeing all these people. Like in the beginning of all this, I was like, oh, all these people are going to parties, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And it made me really upset because I was like, well, I can't do that. I'm isolated at home, and I can't do that. So it made me really upset. But then I was like, these parties and all of this stuff is just not as glorious as everyone makes it seem. The life on Instagram is not real. And that has really changed my life. Like, realizing that and acknowledging it has changed my life. Like, I want to put in my bio on Instagram the cleaned up version of my life. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel like they're just making, like, everyone's trying to make their life seem so perfect when it's not.
I feel like I try to make my Instagram very realistic to who I am. Because I don't want to
make people feel how I used to feel. And it's not anyone's fault that you feel that way, but I just want to be true to myself and true to everyone else and just post me and who I am. So that's how I use my Instagram platform.
Yeah, I think it's really beneficial. And I know like a lot of people are complaining about, you know, the people's screen time going up, especially on TikTok. But I think it's really cool that you guys have talked about ways that you've kind of used social media to distance yourself and then also to limit your social media needs and how it's kind of had such a positive impact on you.
I started journaling in 2018 and it's changed my life. It's such a great outlet to use to express your feelings and it just to get it all out. Like I know myself and I used to bottle up my feelings and just throw them out the window. Of course, not literally, but mentally, there was this little window in my head and then my feelings were gone, but they weren't gone. They were just down below the surface. And then when someone made me upset, they would just come back up to the surface. So I used to bottle my feelings, is basically what I'm saying. And now since I started journaling, I just let it all out. And it's such a great way to like reflect, and reflecting is such a beautiful thing. It's like, a lot of people get upset when they make a mistake or when they do something wrong or when they say something they didn't mean to say, just basically anything, a mistake in whatever you're doing. If you were playing a sport and let's say you're playing soccer and you kick the ball and it doesn't make it into the net or you kick it out, people get really upset about that. And they're just like, wow, like, oh, I could have done better. Or all of a sudden they just beat themselves up over it. And I think obviously I'm not talking about soccer. I'm talking about my feelings, but I just use journaling to reflect on that. So I would talk about, wow, like, how did I feel when I kicked the soccer ball out of bounds? And it made me feel upset or whatever. I don't play soccer, but I'm just saying. And it, like, made me upset. And then I would write about it, and I'd figure out why it made me upset, and I'd make sure that didn't happen again. So you just kind of reflect on, like, your past to better shape your future. And I think the journaling really helps you do that.
Yeah, I've done that so far, like, at the beginning of the year, and I felt so relieved. Like, just letting it all out, like, oh, wow, now I'm, like, there's nothing. Like, I don't have to do anything else. Like, I'm free.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, definitely a cool take on that.
For sure. Like, you could just be snacking while reading and, like, listening to a teacher and just benefits us all.
Yes, I agree.
Do you personally feel engaged in your Zoom classes?
I'm not that engaged. Also, there's a lot of things that are going on in my house, like people screaming or like just distractions. If I'm like staring at the window and a car passes by. So no, I feel like I could definitely be more engaged in my classes. If the student were to like ask more questions specifically, or if the classes were more like discussions, make the classes more participatory.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Zemi. Like maybe like fun activities, so we're not just sitting there and just listening the whole time, you know.
Yeah,
I agree as well. So I know a lot of my teachers at least use the breakout rooms for discussions. Now what do you guys think about that?
Good and bad, because a lot of the time when you go into the breakout room, you or with a group that doesn't really talk, and they just have their cameras off and their audio off and they won't contribute to anything. So that makes it difficult to have like a mini class discussion. But when you are in a breakout room that's talkative and you guys can talk about what's going on in the class and talking about what you're supposed to, that is helpful. But I think that everyone needs to want to be in the breakout room, or else you won't go anywhere with it.
Yeah, same here. It has pros and cons, but I'm definitely more of like the shy kid at first. So I definitely get like so stressed out and like so nervous trying to like talk to new students. And like, even like, because I have classes with older students, I like feel so much like pressure just talking to them.
Yeah, it could be a little intimidating for people that are on the shy side.
Mm-hmm. But if it's like, you know, now that I'm like used to like everyone in my class, it's sort of like now we can talk and like discuss about a particular topic.
I definitely think that teachers can improve for the lecturing portion of it, because when you have fusion days 4 days out of the week, but 2 days each class, you're sitting there for an hour and a half and you have like one break in the middle, but it's difficult when your teacher's lecturing for a straight 45 minutes. And then at the end, you're obviously, or for me, I'm not going to retain all of that information because it's probably fast spoken and I'm more of a hands-on learner. So just hearing it is not really enough for me. And so I feel like at the end of the last thing, they should just bullet point kind of what they said, just kind of a really quick summary to make sure that we got everything, because sometimes it could be a little intimidating to ask questions.
Thank you both for participating so much on this podcast. We really appreciate it. That's all we have time for, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Eagle Nation podcast. I'm your host, Dylan, signing off.